Next over there.
What's good? What's good? We back live from Vietnam. We got Mr. Jones. We got Mr. J. We got Big Face, DJ Zester, and of course the one and only Paul Nassan. How y'all doing, fellas?
Can't complain.
All right.
So good. Everything's in motion.
We got Zester over here eating on the run. Big Face about to twist up and drink. And Jones about to go eat some Mexican food. Happy birthday to your wife, of course.
Yeah.
And then beyond yours to Mrs. Jones.
Man, thank y'all. That means everything, man. She met me when I was dusty and broke down. And she's like, man, let me pick.
Oh, you're not dusty and broke down anymore, Jones?
Y'all wild, man. Bro. I mean, I'm feeling the real, man. This damn Virgo, man, she almost brought me to the R&B world. I was about to start singing and shit.
That's what's up. Know?
But yeah, man. Peace to all y'all.
Guys, go to Billy Paul.
Yeah, somebody to hold you down, man. You know?
Indeed. Yeah, it's beautiful.
What's the topic, Paul? What are we here for? What are we talking about today?
All right, so I want to get into a touchy subject. I want to get into the J. Cole thing. The J. Cole thing. I want to start off with the J. Cole thing. I want to make it a two-part question. First part would be, should J. Cole attempt to, like, put on an artist from Vietnam?
I mean,
that's the first one. Hold on. That's number one.
Should he attempt? Yeah, the other part would be more like, do we need him to? You know.
One. Of course, man. There's lots of talent here. Why not? I mean, it'd probably be easier for him to build a campaign around somebody here than somewhere else. And two, nah, we don't. We really don't. But I mean, it'd be great if he did. How about that?
So he should, you're saying.
If I had the money, there's several artists in Fayetteville I feel like you couldn't lose your money on if you invested in them.
Okay. Mr. J?
I think a lot of times, you know, some artists, you know, feel like they should have their hands held by, you know, different casts because they got big names, because they got this or that. He doesn't necessarily need to. I think it would be nice, you know what I'm saying, to reach back. Would be something that was, you know, something that was looked upon favorably because, you know, cats out here are definitely this, like you said, there's talent everywhere. In the middle of doing this documentary, I'm just hearing the same kind of thing about unity and talent. And, you know, it needs somebody to kind of reach back. And, you know, as far as would that help? Yeah, of course it would help. Of course it would be, you know, a good look. But, you know, these guys got to be ready to go. They got to be, you know, they got to be ready to move at a moment's notice. And they can't expect anybody to just hold their hand. Can't expect anybody to just, you know, oh, well, this is going on, that's going on. You know, no, you got to be able to move. And you got to be moving on your own, really.
Oh, yeah, you got to have motion. You got to create your own motion now.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, he should take his blueprint and do the same thing or do, you know what I mean? Like, you have to go to where the market's at. You got to take your wares to the market. Because there really, I mean, there is a local scene here. There's a local scene, but it's the money in the local scene isn't as big as it is in a global market.
Also, remember, he didn't make it through the local scene. So, I mean, it's not necessarily a blueprint for success.
That's what I'm saying. He had to go to New York.
That's what I'm feeling with both of y'all, all three of y'all are going. I'm feeling that. Yeah.
He definitely kind of ran the circuit.
I see a lot of the young artists taking the blueprint and moving with it though. Like, you know, Social Contract, they'd be in Wilmington, they'd be in Brooklyn, they'd be all over, you know, taking their art and performing shows and on the grind and there's a lot of artists out here that are really serious about it. And it would be cool if Cole plucked one out, but you know, the politics involved. He does a lot of stuff for the city that people don't even know about. You know,
absolutely. Absolutely. I back that up 100%.
So, you know, if he was the, if he was the, like, you know.
Listen, guys, if you're an artist from Fayetteville today, he's giving you $1 billion worth of advertising already.
Yeah, that's
right. Well, I mean,
you know, it was wild for me because, I mean, first of all, I think all of us right here, peace, Paul. Thanks for delivering absolutely the platform.
Paul Masson.
Appreciate it.
All of us can say that we were in spots. We know people. I didn't see this shit coming. Me and my wife, I was just trying to give my wife a good birthday some years ago. And this motherfucker put all of us on HBO. It had Jay-Z and Drake at the show. I didn't pay for that part of the show.
Yeah, I got the call at 9:12 that they had hit the tarmac at Fayetteville Regional Airport, and they left at 9:47. They were there for 25 minutes. They hit the stage. They were back on in the flight. J. Cole paid some money for those two boys. J. Cole dropped $250,000 for them boys to make that 6-minute stop. For real.
And in your face.
Remember that, Jones?
It was beautiful. No, nobody expected. Everybody was there for him.
That was a huge move for Fayetteville. That was a huge coup for him to get that done right there. For real. On the last stop of his tour. You know what I'm saying? Come on.
So when they say the hate tour,
I don't understand. He's shown a ton of love for the city, man. He really has, man. Maybe not individually.
The cat sold out. He sold out two shows at Madison Square Garden. And then he ended the tour at home. And then he's like, you know what? Kid,
and he pulls up on basketball.
I got Drake.
Goddamn sweats. And just
I got Jay-Z.
I love the kid.
But as an artist, you got to know, man, ain't nobody just going to give you nothing.
Yeah. But controversially speaking, what you hear, let me play devil's advocate. What you hear in DeVille is he don't help nobody. He ain't signed nobody for DeVille. Why the fuck he ain't got a whole roster of Ville grimy cats? And I'm sure a lot of you on this podcast with me, we work with artists in Fayetteville. That's easier said than done. I mean, so
I agree.
Let's be honest here. He's worked with professionals. And, you know, there may be 100 artists and 20 of them in Fayetteville may be really dope and 2 of them are professional. So, I mean.
Yeah. Well, and here's another thing, too, right? He put on, he actually had Moray on his album. Moray's from here.
Absolutely.
So we don't give him no love like that.
And that shit was dope. It was dope, too.
Yeah, he did. No doubt.
Well, Ray had a hit record first.
You know what I'm saying? That's what he just said, though. If you got some motion, he has shown the ability to, hey, if you got, I'm going to help you out. You're from the Ville, I got you. You know what I'm saying? But, why not?
You need to come up with a hit record. You got to think about it. He's one of the top-tier rappers in the world.
Now,
in the world.
Word. Top 5 right now, active. Top 5 active.
The world is, say, Drake, Kendrick, Cole. Globally,
top 5 so, actors.
Like, you know like the caliber, like where your game needs to be at.
He could put out a fart on tape and make money.
You competing with rappers from all over the planet trying to get signed by Dreamville. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I see what he's doing with the Afrobeat. He's picking up, you know, Eric Starr. You know, he's like, yo, it's. You gotta make your own moves, man. Nobody's gonna give anybody shit out here. You know what I'm saying? Like you gotta do your own thing. And I don't know, man. I think in Fayetteville, it's such a small city, and then the rap scene inside of Fayetteville is even smaller. And you know, rappers come and go, man. Some people are serious, some people ain't, and some people feel like they deserve respect. Like they, you know.
What I always loved about Fayetteville, I view Fayetteville as a small international city, though. Okay? You know, one of the few small cities that is also international. We got an international culture. We got international population. We got New York, all states represented, all countries represented. My bus stop had Vietnamese cats, Thailand cats, Puerto Ricans, blacks from up top, Southerners from Alabama. So, I mean, we are an international small city. So we got a unique kind of situation here. You know what I'm saying? But that being said, you know, I mean, I feel like Cole's done a lot for us, man. And I feel like here's the real, you want to talk about something controversial. Why the fuck hasn't Cole made a record with Rain 910?
What do you say?
Why hasn't he made a record with Rain 910? I mean, Rain 910 got dope product, got plenty, you know, yeah. He's on the level. I don't understand. That's what I want to know.
You know, let me tell you what I think.
Well, you know what?
We talked about some of that before, you know, some of it might be personal, some personal stuff that happened. Yeah. You know,
that's what I want to hear.
I don't think it's personal because I look at a cat like Jay-Z. Jay-Z could have signed anybody from Brooklyn, and he chose a Faye Nam cat. I know there's some heat up there. I know it is. It's gotta be. Like, man, we grew up.
The other part
right with you, and you chose this cat. It's a business decision. Who's the best? Who can I work with?
Cole has been signed to them, Rockefeller, Live Nation, Rock Nation, for almost 20 years now. You know what I'm saying? It's not like
no doubt.
Yesterday. Yeah. Yo, this has been, you know what I'm saying? It's been space for other people to get on and for other people to take their business to the next level or take their art to the next level. It's been space for that. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, you know, I'm not saying I know the formula to make a rapper a superstar. Right. Nobody knows other than pure hard work, determination, grind, believing in yourself, and taking
some luck
to the market.
About as much luck.
Yeah, that, and I mean, that's
all that been some luck.
You gotta go to where the market is. You gotta go to them where the media is at, where the business is at. It's not here. The infrastructure just ain't here. Now, I mean, you can look at like how people like in Texas are like, you know, all these small markets.
Okay,
create their own culture, their own scene, sell their own, you know, work with each other. Most of the time in those scenes, everybody works with each other. They pay each other for verses. They pay each other for beats. They, you know what I'm saying? They perform at the same spots, but we really don't have that here. We don't have
not that kind of scene. No.
Yeah, I mean, it could be built though. It could be done.
And you 100% could do that here. I've been saying this for years. I don't understand why people say it, why you couldn't have a Day Uno, Sonny the Star, Papa Louie.
Close up. That's me.
You could sell it $20. You could make $2,000. Vin, you could do it. Everyone can make a couple $100. I've done it. I did it with a Rest in Peace, you know, Big Abe. I had the Big Face Off 6-7 years ago. Jones attested to that. I'm giving $250 a week away every week to a winner. And I, you know, you're going to, you get to perform, you get paid $250 to perform. So, I mean, it can be done, man. I don't understand why it's not, to be honest with you.
So we're talking about Carolina business now.
Hang on, salute. Here's to panties, not the best thing in the world, but right next to it. You feel me?
Let me chime in as the music promoter guy here. As the music promoter guy here, you know, I say it all the time. Nobody in favor of spending any money on promo. And it ain't about spending money on promo with me. It's about spending money on promo with somebody.
Sure, yeah.
You know? And then as far as should he put somebody on, I think we need him to kind of help make sure Murray kind of just succeeds so he can kind of trickle down. You know, it's got to be a trickle
down. Everyone should
effect,
support,
you know?
Whoever succeeds from here, man.
But
if you don't, that's some hate in your blood. I don't understand.
Yeah, I think we need to focus on, like, Murray needs to succeed. And
even if it ain't your style, man.
And whatnot, and not really focus on J. Cole so much no more. Like you say, individually focus on ourselves, get out there, grind, build a culture. And Favor need to stop thinking with Charlotte. Like, we need to take it our show on the road. We need to take it to Charlotte. We need to take it to Raleigh. We need to take it to Durham. Favor's just, it's the fourth biggest
I feel, yeah.
city. You know, maybe fit bigger city.
I mean, 100%.
You know, Paul.
I agree with Paul.
And I feel what you're saying, Paul, because I can look to my brother right here. I don't know how my hands are looking on camera, but I can point to Big Face. With Big Face, that was my first time going to Atlanta. And we knocked it out. We was at a fucking car show.
That was first time in it. We had a contract with Low Rider Magazine. And what we had there, Jones, 20,000 people. 20,000.
And it was a whole car show.
It was huge. It was huge. It was Mexican Nationals, but it was huge.
And we were the entertainment. But it was beautiful. I'm like, damn, my first time in Atlanta. My beat get played. I do my song. Motherfucker's like, yeah. And then they get back to the car show. Big Face perform. Man, a lot of names. No, man, I got memories.
But we spent $60,000 on promo during that time period of a few months. I mean, and that was in 2000. So we spent, like he said, we got to spend a ton of money to make some money. You know, I mean, you got to spend the money. It's a big boy club.
So, it is.
Back to the conversation.
Hit streets.
Unless you got something that's so undeniable it can't be stopped. On the business end, you're going to have 20 hot shits, but only two of those would have been hot with no money at all. 18 of them took money to get hot.
Well, let's stay on that. In Fayetteville, who's really undeniable? Undeniable in Fayetteville.
Throw
any of us out the mix.
I only got two artists I could say that are active right now today that I would say are undeniable, and that to me is three. Then Sonny the Star, Day Uno, and Block Baby Moolah. I don't think that you can lose. Day Uno doesn't actively rhyme anymore. He's owns Unhumble Clothing. He wants to emphasize he's a designer, and that's cool. But every time he drops something, it's super dope. But Sonny has never really, I don't know. You know, Sonny's hot on everything he does. But Block Baby got the credentials and the music, and now he's starring in movies.
Switch it up.
So, I mean,
those
three to me, I don't know. You guys say what you say. That's currently. I'm not talking about all time or nothing like that.
I could tell you an artist that I listen to in Fayetteville.
I love Hollywood Hemi. You know what I'm saying?
There was only one artist I was a fanatic of any song in Fayetteville most recently, and that was Joe LaRue.
That whole thing's got a lot of emotion.
YOLO got a lot of motion. I see him doing shit all the time.
Not YOLO Rue's hustle, nor his motion, nor what he's done in the industry. He went on tour with Future. I mean, come on, man. I don't know why motherfuckers don't love him more. Like, he's always shown me mad respect when I ran into him, and I like YOLO. You know what I'm saying? Once again, it's one of them styles makes the fight type shit. Yeah. Like, some people in the Ville don't really feel like YOLO, that style is the Ville, but YOLO does his fucking thing. And I love that. And that's what hip-hop is about. Hip-hop's a form of expression. It's not necessarily who the dopest lyricist, obviously, or who the dopest whatever songwriter is. I mean, he brings something to it. He's a businessman. He definitely, his hustle, if cats and fans will hustle like him, they'd be on, goddammit. I'm going to tell you that. Works hard as fuck. So,
Any other names?
Undeniable. Man, I like Vader's camp, man. I like 4700, man. Them cats is always putting on shows. They had the Villains Den a couple weeks ago at Empire Lounge, and then there's a spot on Bragg right now they're throwing shows at called the Zaza or something. It's a little hole in the wall spot.
I'm familiar with the Zaza.
But yeah, they
Oh man, seriously.
Vader and